Wealth File Number 16. Rich people act in spite of fear. Poor people let fear stop them. Millions of people think about getting rich, and thousands of people do affirmations, visualizations, and meditations for getting rich. I meditate almost every day, yet I've never sat there meditating or visualizing and had a bag of money drop on my head. I guess I'm just one of those unfortunate ones who actually has to do something to be a success. Affirmations, meditations, and visualizations are all wonderful, wonderful tools. But as far as I can tell, none of them on its own is going to bring you any real money in the real world. In the real world, you have to take real action to succeed. Why is action so critical? Let's go back to our process of manifestation that we discussed earlier in the recording. Thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, actions lead to results. Let's look at thoughts and feelings. Are they part of the inner world or the outer world? The inner world. Now look at results. Are they part of the inner world or part of the outer world? The outer world. That means action is the bridge, I repeat, the bridge between the inner world and the outer world. So if action is so important, what prevents us from taking the actions we know we need to take? In one word, fear. Fear, doubt, and worry are among the greatest obstacles not only to success, but to happiness as well. Therefore, one of the biggest differences between rich people and poor people is that rich people are willing to act in spite of fear. Poor people let fear stop them. It's imperative to realize that it is not necessary to try and get rid of fear in order to succeed. Rich and successful people have fear. Rich and successful people have doubts. Rich and successful people have worries. They just don't let these feelings stop them. Unsuccessful people have fears, doubts, and worries and let those feelings stop them. Because we are creatures of habit, we need to practice acting in spite of fear. Practice acting in spite of doubt. Practice acting in spite of worry, in spite of uncertainty, in spite of inconvenience, in spite of discomfort, and even to practice acting when we're not in the mood to act. Why is acting in spite of discomfort so important? Well, because comfortable is where you're at right now. If you want to move to a new level in your life, you must break through your comfort zone and practice doing things that are not comfortable. Let's suppose you are currently leading a level 5 life and you want to move to a level 10 life. Level 5 and below are within your comfort zone, but level 6 and above are outside your box in your uncomfort zone. Meaning, to get a level 10 life from a level 5 life, you will have to travel through your uncomfort zone. Poor people and most middle-class people are not willing to be uncomfortable. Remember, being comfortable is their biggest priority in life. But let me tell you a secret that only rich and highly successful people know. Being comfortable is highly overrated. Being comfortable may make you feel warm and fuzzy and secure, but it doesn't allow you to grow. To grow as a person, you have to expand your comfort zone. Did you know that the only time you can actually grow is when you're outside your comfort zone? Let me ask you a question. The first time you tried something new, was it comfortable or uncomfortable? Usually uncomfortable. But what happened afterward? The more you did it, the more comfortable it became, right? That's how it goes. Everything is uncomfortable at the beginning, but if you stick with it and continue, you'll eventually move through the uncomfort zone and succeed. Then you have a new expanded comfort zone, which means you'll have become a bigger person. Again, the only time you are actually growing is when you are uncomfortable. From now on, whenever you feel uncomfortable, instead of retreating back into your old comfort zone, pat yourself on the back and say, "I must be growing," and continue moving forward. If you want to be rich and successful, you better get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, nobody ever died of discomfort. Yet living in the name of comfort has killed more ideas, more opportunities, more actions, and more growth than everything else combined. Comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee two things. First, you will never be rich. Second, you will never be happy. Happiness does not come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in our natural state of growth and living up to our fullest potential. Try this. The next time you are feeling uncomfortable, uncertain, or afraid, instead of shrinking and retreating back to safety, press forward. Notice and experience the feelings of discomfort, recognizing that they are only feelings and that they do not have the power to stop you. If you doggedly continue in spite of discomfort, I guarantee you will eventually reach your goal. Whether the feelings of discomfort ever subside doesn't matter. In fact, when they do lessen, take it as a sign to increase your objective, because the minute you get comfortable, you have stopped growing. Again, to grow yourself to your fullest potential, you must always be living at the edge of your box. And again, because we are creatures of habit, we must practice. I urge you to practice acting in spite of fear. Practice acting in spite of inconvenience. Practice acting in spite of discomfort. And practice acting even when you're not in the mood. By doing so, you will quickly move to a higher level of life. And along the way, make sure you check your bank account, because guaranteed, that will be growing quickly too. Just so you know, your mind is the greatest soap opera scriptwriter in history. It makes up incredible stories, usually based in dramas and disasters, of things that never happened and probably never will. Mark Twain said it best. He said, "I've had thousands of problems in my life, most of which never actually happened." One of the most important things you can ever understand is that you are not your mind. You are much bigger and greater than your mind alone. That's why training and managing your own mind is the most important skill you could ever own in terms of both happiness and success. And that's exactly what we've been doing with this recording and will continue to do with you should you attend one of our live seminars. So, how do you train your mind? You start with observation. Notice how your mind consistently produces thoughts that are not supportive to your wealth and happiness. As you identify those thoughts, you can begin to consciously replace those non-empowering thoughts with empowering ones. So where do you find these empowering ways of thinking? Right here, in this recording. Every one of the declarations in this audio is an empowering and successful way of thinking. Adopt these ways of thinking, being, and attitudes as your own. You don't have to wait for a formal invitation. Decide right now that your life would be better if you chose to think in the ways we've been describing in this recording, instead of through the self-defeating mental habits of the past. You can choose your thoughts. You have the natural ability to cancel any thought that is not supporting you at any time. You can also install self-empowering thoughts at any time, simply by choosing to focus on them. You have the power to control your mind. So what is the difference between power thinking and positive thinking? The distinction is slight but very profound. To me, people use positive thinking to pretend that everything is rosy when they really believe inside that it's not. With power thinking, however, we understand that everything is neutral, that nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it, and that we are going to make up a story and give something its meaning. With positive thinking, people believe that their thoughts are true. Power thinking, however, recognizes that our thoughts are not true, but since we're making up a story anyway, we might as well make up a story that supports us. We don't do this because our new thoughts are true in an absolute sense, but because they are more useful to us and feel a heck of a lot better than non-supportive ones. Declarations. Now place your hand on your heart and declare, "I act in spite of fear. I act in spite of doubt. I act in spite of worry. I act in spite of inconvenience. I act in spite of discomfort. I act when I'm not in the mood." And now touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind." Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. List your 3 greatest worries, concerns, or fears regarding money and wealth. Challenge them. For each, write down what you would do if the situation you fear actually happened. Could you still survive? Could you make a comeback? chances are that the answers are yes. Now quit worrying and start getting rich. 2. Practice getting out of your comfort zone. Intentionally make decisions that are uncomfortable for you. Speak to people you normally wouldn't speak to. Ask for a raise in your job or raise your prices in your business. Wake up an hour earlier each day. Take a walk in the woods at night by yourself. 3. Employ power thinking. Observe yourself and your thought patterns. Only entertain thoughts that support your happiness and success. Challenge the little voice in your head whenever it tells you I can't, or I don't want to, or I don't feel like it. Not only will you increase your confidence dramatically, but eventually this voice will get quieter and quieter as it recognizes it has little effect on you.